the sea, a slave, a rat, a refugee. Strap the child to your side. Keep the little flame alive. Home of Vera Connolly. We hid them in the scullery. A secret whispered by the wives kept.
Carcy Blanton with The Little Flame. She's a musician from Virginia, now based in New Jersey, who's been performing for over 20 years. That's from her album, The Red Album, Volume 2, which came out on January 16th. Irish duo Ye Vagabonds provide backing vocals on the song. Before that, we heard Susmit Bose with Time for a Change. He's an Indian musician who's been playing since the 1970s. That's from his 2006 album, Be the Change. Before that, we heard Paul Westerberg with Nowhere Man. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com or go to my website at julianacyoung.com. We'll hear one now from Uncle Sinner from Winnipeg. This one, Crawling Kingsnake, is off his new album, Everybody Wants to Know How I Die, which came out in December. It's a Delta blues song that likely originated in the 1920s and seems to be related to other songs like Black Snake Moan by Blind Lemon Jefferson. It was first recorded by Big Joe Williams in 1941, though Uncle Sinner adapted his version from John Lee Hooker's.
Well, keep on crawling, crawling till the day I die. Oh, I'm a crawling king snake. And I rule my den.
And I rule my den, hey, hey, yes, I'm only. Well, I'm a crawling king, sing of it. And I rule my den, hey, hey, yes, I'm only. Don't you hang around my maid, wanna use him all for myself. Well, you know you got me crawling, baby, when the grass will very high. Well, I'm just gonna keep on crawling. Now you know you got me crawling, is that when the grass will very high. Well, well, I'm just gonna keep on crawling, I've been till the day I die. And I rule my den, hey, hey, yes, I'm only. Well, I'm a crawling king, sing of it. And I rule my den, hey, hey, yes, I'm only. Don't you hang around my maid. Wanna use him all for myself. Wanna use him all for myself. Wanna use him all for myself. La 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 la. Well, you know you got me crawling, I said, when the grass is very high. Well, well, I'm just gonna keep on crawling. Now you know you got me crawling, baby, when the grass is very high. Well, well, I'm just gonna keep on crawling, I've been till the day I die. Wanna use him all for myself. Wanna use him all for myself. La la la.
Dangerous Person Alert, Pimisikamak Cree Nation. This is of RCMP Dangerous Person Alert for Pimisikamak Cree Nation. RCMP has issued a Dangerous Person Alert for 39-year-old Joshua Papanagas, last seen early this morning in community when he abducted 20-year-old Rayanne Thomas. Police fear for her life. Don't approach. Call RCMP 204-676-2600.
No tenemos ni aviones, ni tanques, ni cañones. Ay, Manuela. No tenemos ni aviones, ni tanques, ni cañones. Ay, Manuela. Ya salimos de España.
alla Por luchar en otras fronteras ay Manuela Por luchar en otras fronteras ay Manuela Viva la gente brigada Viva la lumba la lumba la Viva la gente brigada Viva la lumba la lumba la Que sea tu vientre gloria ay Manuela
We just heard Pete Seeger with Long Live Our 15th Brigade. Seeger was a folk singer and activist from New York who advocated for civil rights, environmental causes, and peace through his music for over 70 years. That's a live recording from 1960. It's a Spanish Civil War song about the International Brigade of the Spanish Republican Army, adapted from an old Spanish folk song, and it was often sung while marching. Before that, we heard Ellen McIlwain with Crawlin' Kingsnake. She was a musician who got her start while living in Atlanta, Georgia in the mid-1960s, and later moved to New York City, where she opened for artists including Muddy Waters and Big Joe Williams. That's from her 2006 album, Mystic Bridge. Before that, we heard Uncle Sinner with his version of the song. Here's one now from Jack Warshaw. He's an American musician who moved to England in the 1960s to work as an architect and stayed there because of the folk scene and his resistance to the Vietnam War. This one, The Last Tree, is the title track from his 2020 album. The quote is often attributed vaguely as a Cree saying, though from my research it seems to have first appeared in print in an interview given by Abenaki filmmaker Alanis Obomsawin in 1972.
I worked my way round this green growing land. The land turned to dust again and again. They're coming, they're gone. They dig and they spoil, drilling for gas, fracking for oil. When the last tree is cut down, when the last river is fouled, when the last fish is caught, then will you know you can't eat your gold. Come and they build wherever they can, spread concrete and blacktop all over the land. Their factories poison, infecting our streams, crushing our hope, and killing our dreams. When the last tree is cut down, when the last river is fouled, when the last fish is caught, then will you know you can't eat your gold. Give us the sack and leave us with nothing but the shirt on our back. They give us religion and tell us to pray. That stairway to heaven hides misery today. When the last tree is cut down, when the last river river is fouled, when the last fish is caught, then will you know you can't eat your gold. Up the air, they use up the soil, they use up the ocean, they use up the world. So come on, you people, and listen to me. Let's show him right now what it means to breathe. When the last tree is cut down, when the last river is fouled, when the last fish is caught, then will you know you can't eat your gold.
In 1963, at a Baltimore social gathering, a Negro maid was senselessly murdered.
William Zanzinger killed poor Hattie Carroll with a cane that he twirled around his diamond ring finger. At a Baltimore Hotel Society gathering, and the cops were called in, and his weapon took from him, and they rolled him in custody down to the station. Booked William Zanzinger for first degree murder. Oh, but you philosophize disgrace and criticize all fears. Take the rag away from your face. Now ain't the time for your tears. William Zanzinger, who had 24 years, owns a tobacco farm of 600 acres with rich, wealthy parents who provide and protect him, and high office relations in the politics of Maryland. He reacted to his deed with a shrug of his shoulders and swear words and cursing, and his tongue, it was a snarling. In a matter of minutes, on bail was out walking. Oh, but you who philosophize disgrace and criticize all fears, take the rag away from your face. Now ain't the time for your tears. Hattie Carroll was a maid in the kitchen. She was 51 years old and gave birth to 10 children. Cleaned off the dishes and took out the garbage. Never once sat at the head of the table and didn't even talk to the people at the table. But just cleaned up all the food from the table and emptied the ashtrays on a whole other level. Got killed by a blow, lay slain by a cane that sailed through the room and come down through the air.
and determined to destroy all the gentle. And she never done nothing to Williams and Zinger. Oh, but you philosophize disgrace and criticize all fears. Take the rag away from your face. Now ain't the time for your tears. In the courtroom of honor, the judge pounded the gavel to show that all's equal and that the courts are on the level. And the strings in the books ain't pulled and persuaded, and that even the nobles get properly handled. Once that the cops have chased after and caught 'em, and that the ladder of law has no top and no bottom. Stared at the person who killed for no reason. He just happened to be feeling that way without warning. And he spoke from his cloak most deep and distinguished, and handed out strongly for penalty and repentance Williams and Zinger with a 6-month sentence. Oh, but you philosophize disgrace and criticize all fears. Bury the rag deep in your face. Now is the time.
We're told that after the war the Nazis vanished without a trace. But battalions of fascists still dream of a master race. The history books they tell of their defeat in 45. But they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. They say the prisoner of Spandau was a symbol of defeat. Whilst Hess remained in prison, then the fascists, they were beat. So the promise of an Aryan world would never materialise.
So why did they all come out of the woodwork
on the day the Nazi died? The world is riddled with maggots, the maggots are getting fat. They're making a tasty meal of all the bosses and bureaucrats. They're taking over the boardrooms and they're fat and full of pride. And they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. So if you meet with these historians, I'll tell you what to say. Tell them that the Nazis never really went away. They're out there burning houses down and peddling racist lies. And we'll never rest again until every Nazi dies.
We just heard Chumbawamba with The Day the Nazi Died. They were a British band active between 1982 and 2012 and are best known for their 1997 hit Tub Thumping, that they've recorded in a number of genres, including folk and punk, and their music often contains political messages. That's from their 1995 album, Show Business. Before that, we heard Judy Collins with The Lonesome Death of Hattie Carroll. She's an American artist who has recorded music in a number of different genres, and is also known for bringing attention to lesser-known artists, including Leonard Cohen, Ian Tyson, and Joni Mitchell, who weren't very well-known when she recorded songs by them. That's a live recording from a 1964 album, The Judy Collins Concert. It's a song by Bob Dylan, who wrote it in 1963 after reading about the trial surrounding Hattie Carroll's murder. Before that, we heard Jack Warshaw with The Last Tree. We'll hear one now from Dylan Jewers, the founder of Big Turnip Records, a folk and country label based in Nova Scotia. This one, Barrack Street, is from the 2019 album Big Turnips Volume 2. It's a traditional ballad found in Ireland, England, and the east coast of Canada, and this version was written in Halifax, Nova Scotia in the 19th century and first collected by folklorist Helen Creighton in 1932.
You sailors all come lend an ear, listen to my song. A trick of late was played on me, it won't detain you long. I came from sea the other day, a girl I chanced to meet. My friends will be expecting me to a dance on Barrack Street. I says, my darling, no, 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 I cannot dance too well. Besides, I am but Windsor bound, where all my friends do dwell. I've been to sea these last 2 years, I've saved up 30 pound. My friends will be expecting me this night in Windsor town. At 8 o'clock that evening, while the drinking did begin, and once all hands had got their fill, the dancing started in. My darling and I danced around upon a merry tune, when she says, my dear sailor, shall we go to my bedroom? The dancing being over, to the bed we did repair, and there I fell but fast asleep, the truth I will declare. My darling with my 30 pound gold watch and chain had fled, and left me cold and all alone, stark naked in the bed. I looked up and down and all around, and nothing could I spy but a woman's shirt and apron there upon the bed did lie. Well, I wrung my hands and tore my hair, cried, Lord, what shall I do? Well, fare thee well, dear Windsor town, I'm sure I'll ne'er see you. Well, everything now silent, for it was but 12 o'clock. Well, I grabbed the shirt and apron and I headed for the dock, and when I did but board the ship, the sailors all say, old Jack, it seems you've had a duck, well, since you've been away. Are these new spring fashions which have lately come to shore? Well, where's the shop you bought them at, and do they got some more? The captain says, old Jack, I thought you were but Windsor bound. You could have got a better suit than that for 30 pound. Well, I could have got a better suit now if I'd had my chance. I met this girl on Water Street, she asked me to a dance. I danced to my destruction, boys, I'm stripped from head to feet, so I'll take me oath, I'll go no more to dance on Barrack Street. So come all you fine young sailor lads, a warning take by me. Be sure to choose good company when going on a spree. Be sure to stay off Barrack Street, or else you'll end your day with a woman's shirt and apron and your pockets robbed of pay.
Good afternoon, Winnipeg. This is Isaac Tate, and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Que sont mes amis devenus? Que j'avais de si prétenu? Et tant aimé? Ils ont été trop clairsemés. Je crois le vent les a ôtés. L'amour est mort. C'est tes amis que vont t'importe et qu'ils vantaient devant ma porte. Les importants. Avec le temps qu'arbre de feuilles, quand il ne reste le branche feuille, que n'aille à terre. Avec pauvreté qui m'atterre, qui de partout me fait la guerre, l'amour est mort. Pas que vous raconte comment je me suis mise en honte, en quelle manière. Que sont mes amis devenus? Que j'avais de si prétenu? Et tant aimée. était trop clair semé. Je crois le vent les a ôtés. L'amour est mort. C'est tes amis que vingt importe et qu'ils vantaient devant ma porte les importants. Pauvre sens et pauvre mémoire, m'a dû donner le roi de gloire et pauvre rente. Et droit que le combis et vent, le vent me vient. Souvenir de ce qui m'avait à venir, m'est avenu.
We just heard the Be Good Tanyas with I Wish My Baby Was Born. They're a group from Vancouver that's been performing since 1999, and that one's from their 2003 album, Chinatown. It seems to be a traditional song that originated in England, but has a long history in the Appalachian region of the United States. Before that, we heard Joan Baez with Pauvre Rutabœuf. Baez is one of the best-known musicians to come out of the 1960s folk revival. She performed for over 60 years and released over 30 albums before retiring in 2019. That's from her 1965 album, Farewell Angelina. It's a song by French singer and songwriter Léo Ferré, who released it in 1955. It's a compilation of excerpts from poems by the 13th century poet Rutabœuf. And before that, we heard Dylan Jewers with Barrack Street. Here's one from Hazel Dickens, a musician from West Virginia who was born into a mining family and later moved to Baltimore, Maryland with her family, where she met members of the Seeger family and became active in the folk scene there, forming a collaborative relationship with musician Alice Gerard. This one, Gathering Storm, comes from the soundtrack to the 1987 film Matewan, which is about coal miners attempting to unionize in 1920s West Virginia. The song is by the film's composer, Mason Daring.
Deliver us from the gathering storm, unworthy though we are. Leave us living safe and warm and sheltered in your arms. Fallen out of grace are we, sinless never more to be. Deliver us from the gathering storm, unworthy though we are. Deliver us from the shadows of fear and brighten up our night. Oh, lift us out of the valley of tears and fill our path with light. Fallen out of grace are we, sinless never more to be. Deliver us from the gathering storm, unworthy though we are.
I was jungled up in the Roper Yards in South Salt Lake. There were a bunch of us in the bushes waiting for a freight train to head up to Grand Junction through the Moffat Tunnel down into Denver. One of the fellows there, about 45 years old, we got to talking. He'd been an auto body painter and did fine hand work. But then they brought the spray guns into his shop. Well, he needed to wear glasses, so every time the straw boss looked down from the catwalk, he was over the solvent bath wiping off his glasses. Well, you can't keep a job that way. There was no retraining for somebody that age, no apprenticeship you could go into. There he was out there with us, piping the main stem.
I'm walking through your town in the snow. I'm walking through your town in the snow. I've got no place to go. All the trains are running slow. And I'm walking through your town in the snow.
RCMP Dangerous Person Alert, Pimisikamak Cree Nation. This is of RCMP Dangerous Person Alert for Pimisikamak Cree Nation. RCMP has issued a dangerous person alert for 39-year-old Joshua Papanagas, last seen early this morning in community when he abducted 20-year-old Rayanne Thomas. Police fear for her life. Don't approach. Call RCMP 204-677-6200.
Don't these little winter towns all look the same? How the prairie winds they blow when the mission doors are closed, and I'm walking through your town in the snow. I carry my home on my back. I carry my home on my back. But the police only frown every time I lay it down, and I'm walking through your town in the snow. There's some fellas jungled up by the yard. There's some fellas jungled up by the yard. They're cooking up down there, but I've nothing left to share, and I'm walking through your town in the snow. Maybe I can rustle up a job. Maybe I can rustle up a job. But there's nothing I can do. My best working days are through, and I'm walking through your town in the snow. I don't ever think I'll find a way back home. I don't ever think I'll find a way back home. I can see my golden years shining through these frozen tears, and I'm walking through your town in the snow. I'm walking through your town in the snow. I'm walking through your town in the snow. I've got no place to go. All the trains are running slow, and I'm walking through your town in the snow. I'm walking through your town in the snow.
Oh, hard times come. is a pale young maiden who toils her life away with a warm heart whose better days are o'er. Oh, her voice would be singing, 'tis sighing all the
heard Kate and Anna McGarrigle with Hard Times. They're sisters who learned piano from village nuns when living in the Laurentian Mountains as children. They started writing and performing their own songs in Montreal in the 1960s. That's from the first series of the Transatlantic Sessions, a series of collaborative live performances by folk and roots artists from both sides of the North Atlantic that began in 1995. It's a parlor song written by American composer Stephen Foster in 1854. Before that, we heard Utah Phillips and Mark Ross with Walking Through Your Town in the Snow. Phillips was an anarchist folk singer, storyteller, and labor organizer from Ohio. Ross is a folk singer and historian from Oregon who's been playing since the 1960s. That's from their 1997 album Loafer's Glory. Before that, we heard Hazel Dickens with Gathering Storm. We'll hear one now from Ye Vagabonds, an Irish folk duo made up of brothers Dermid and Brian McGlynn. This one, Danny, is a track from their new album, All Tied Together, released on January 30th. Sam Amidon plays banjo on it.
On your marks, get ready, our toes against the light. When the whistle blew, I knew that I'd been left behind. I hammered on the tarmac, my face was turning red. There was no catching Danny, he was half a mile ahead. I wished I could be like him, burning brighter than the rest. I had no idea how he learned to move so fast. He ran like he could feel something snapping at the heels of his worn out shoes. Too fast to follow, too hot to hold. Out. Soon after he left home, if he couldn't make them happy, he'd be better off alone. Had ways to make some money, eating on the side. I could have talked to him, but I never even tried. No fear of repercussions, he'd only crack a grin. He'd outrun his shadow before they'd catch up with him. He ran like he could feel something snapping at the ears of his worn-out shoes. Too fast to follow, too hot to hold. Last time I saw Danny was at a Locky Lake one night, smoking in a corner, girl's face and shoulders tight. His girlfriend hit the needle sometime back in July. You could see that she was fading by the shadows round his eyes. It was strange to hear him talk until his cheeks were wet. But he already knew it was the last chance he might get. And later that same year, in the early winter time, Danny broke the record when he crossed the finish line. He ran like he could feel something snapping at the gears of his worn out shoes. Too fast to follow, too hot to hold.
Vivat Virtute with Turkey Foot. That's the name Winnipeg artists John K. Sampson and Christine Fellows used to release music and other projects. That one's off their 2023 album, Hold Music. Before that, we heard Ye Vagabonds with Danny. I've got another tune for you before I leave you for the week, but first I'd like to remind you that you can access the archives for this show and many others online anytime at ckuw.ca/programs. I post a high-quality recording of the show to stream or download, and the notes I make about the music we play, over at my website, juliannacyoung.com. If you head over there, you can also find a list of themed episodes we've done over the years, including songs about money and recordings from community radio stations, both of which were recorded for CKUW's annual Fun Drive, which begins tomorrow and lasts for 2 weeks. You can visit fundrive.ckuw.ca for more information on how to donate to the station. I'll leave you with one from Daniel Hecht, an author, environmentalist, and musician who's been playing music since the 1960s. This one, Shell Game, is from his 1980 album, Willow. Take care. Thank you.
Vanzetti had in his pocket when he was on that streetcar in Brockton, the day he was arrested. And what he had in his pocket was a leaflet advertising a meeting where he was going to speak. And the leaflet said, "You have fought all the wars. You have worked for all the capitalists. You have wandered over all the countries. Have you harvested the fruits of your labors, the price of your victories? Does the past comfort you? Does the present smile on you? Does the future promise you anything? Have you found a piece of land where you can live like a human being and die like a human being? On these questions, on this argument, and on this theme, the struggle for existence, Bartolomeo Vanzetti will speak." Well, of course, he never got to give that speech, but I thought, well, that says it. You don't want to let somebody make a speech like that. If that speech were made often enough by enough people, to enough people, in a country, yes, where for so many of the people in the country that message resonates, you might have some resounding movement for social change in the country. So that was behind the case of Sacco and Vanzetti, and that is behind the case of Mumia Abu-Jamal, and that's behind so much of what goes on in our society and so much of what is called the justice system. And so I think it's important, especially in a law school where it's so easily to become sort of, I almost said besmirched, so easy to become befogged, with the niceties of law, to remember that behind the law and above the law, behind the law, there are very, very powerful issues of class and race and gender and social conflict. And if we want justice, we are going to have to engage in some way, engage ourselves in some way in that conflict. Thank you.
Home to migratory birds, moose, and more, the boreal forest supports many species. It covers more than half of this country's landmass and is part of a much larger global ecosystem. By working together to balance the requirements of people and nature, we can ensure that the ecosystem in the boreal forest continues to meet the needs of future generations. To learn more, visit hww.ca.